By the end of the school year, Vermont must come up with a plan to make sure that students in the poorest parts of the state have as much access to experienced teachers as those in wealthier towns. The federal government is requiring states to try to close that so-called equity gap. But as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, new federal data about teacher salaries and experience include glaring errors.
A new report from the federal government shows a deep divide between what it calls low-poverty and high-poverty schools. In Vermont, the low-poverty schools tend to be the more rural ones. The data collected directly from schools by the Office of Civil Rights uncovers some troubling disparities.
So if you are in a high-poverty school, you are more likely to have a first-year teacher than if you're in a low-poverty school.
Amy Fowler, Deputy Secretary of Education in Vermont, highlighted that striking statistic during her PowerPoint presentation to the State Board of Education this week. But she also warned board members that some federal data comparing, for example, teacher salaries is flat-out wrong. One school, for example, is listed as having 55,000 teachers who each make about $35 a year.
We know this isn't right. They probably have about 35 teachers, and they make on average $55,000 a year. But as a result, it dramatically changes what the average salary is because it got calculated as 35 against someone else's 65, and that's going to have a dip.
Fowler says even though it's wrong, the Federal Department of Education that released the report will not allow it to be corrected now. And that's not the only mistake.
The second one that we know is wrong is the percent of teachers absent.
A few high minority districts are shown as having 80% of their teachers absent for more than 10 days in 1 year. Fowler says that's not true. More likely, she says, is that the schools reported the number of teachers whose contract grants them 10 days off, but they did not use them all.
Again, I do not trust this data on percent of teachers absent because it doesn't match what we see actually happening in schools.
Despite these errors, Fowler says the report offers a template for data the state is now required to collect to more accurately track the equity gap in teacher experience. In an interview after her presentation, Fowler said it's not that first-year teachers are necessarily worse than those who have been at it for a while. It's that a school with a lot of new teachers may have a high turnover problem, which can make teamwork difficult.
But it certainly is not true that just because you're in your first year, you're not a good teacher. It is true that you are not as good as you will be in 3 years.
One reason, she says, that young teachers quickly leave poverty-stricken rural areas for more urban districts is that they want better pay and perhaps a different lifestyle. But Fowler says salary doesn't tell the whole story about working conditions. Higher-paid staffers in big schools sometimes deal with more students than their counterparts in smaller schools. All these variables will factor into the state's own analysis of teacher experience and pay in the public schools. That report and a plan to address the problem is due next June. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.